Welcome to Beyond the Wish, where we delve into the power of wishes and the people who make it possible. With me on this episode is John Genova. He is a wish dad, a volunteer, a donor, and overall wish maker. He embodies what it means to get involved with Make-A-Wish and to make life-changing wishes come true. I'm your host, Sloan McHugh, and in the filming of this episode, we experienced some tough technical difficulties with my microphone, so my audio quality for this episode is not the best, but we didn't want you to miss out on all the amazing things that John has to share. We hope you enjoy the episode anyway.
All right, John, can you start by sharing a little bit about yourself and how you came to Make-A-Wish?
Well, it all began for me years ago when my youngest boy experienced some medical problems and, you know, didn't have any clue how serious they were at the time. So at some point along that course, the Make-A-Wish became involved with the doctor. And when I had heard, you know, what the Make-A-Wish was all about, but never really felt it personally. Nobody really wants to do that, but all of a sudden it's thrust on you. So he wished for a little dog. He wanted a French bulldog. And he had been battling his illness for a couple of years. So he wasn't in a great mood, as any child would be when they're not feeling well. Okay, so the day the dog arrived, I remember the look on his face, and I couldn't believe the smile that I hadn't seen in over 2 years. I mean, it was a real vibrant, like a sunshine, like it just, the sun just rose kind of thing, you know? And I got a picture of his face that day, and I'll never forget that moment. I saw the dog in the corner come in with the wish granters, but I saw his face really prominent right in front of me. So I took the picture, and that moment, for me, got me involved. Because I know I like taking pictures, I always have. And to be able to capture a moment, to see the moment, first of all, to be there for it and be able to capture it, that brought a lot of joy. And it's something I can always look back at and say, wow, I remember that moment, you know? So what I saw that moment do for him, the wish, the dog, I knew there was a bigger thing out there. And I did not really know what it was all about, but I started to get involved. So I said, you know, what can I do to help give back something? And taking pictures for me was always something I love to do. It's a big passion. So I figured if I can incorporate that in there, and then I'll make some donations here and there to help out, because I know those, as I learned along the way, it takes a lot of dollars to make those wishes come true. And like I said, I wasn't sure about what it all involved at the time, but learning what I did, I said, you know, if I can get a picture or a moment for somebody else to record that joy, That's what I'm going to try to do. So that's kind of where it began, and that's been my whole thing the whole way. What can I do to try to capture that happiness for somebody else?
And we just did the math, and it's been about 20 years that you've been here and volunteering your time and your skills for Make-A-Wish.
Isn't that something? I mean, when you think about it, it just goes by, and there's been so many great moments in there. I mean, obviously, not everything ends perfectly for families. I get that. I got lucky. My son's doing real well today. And but the process, the people, all of you people working here, when I got to know all of you and what you do, it's just an amazing organization. I mean, how can you ever think something negative about a group that grants the wish? I mean, it's just amazing that that somebody will come out and think of something that would make them happy, and then you guys are the team that puts it together and makes it happen. That's unbelievable. And to be a part of that, I mean, I consider myself a crumb on the cake, you know, for what I do, but you guys are here every day, and that's an amazing team that comes together, and one that I'm really happy to be part of, you know, in my little way, but that's it, so.
And we love having you part of the Make-A-Wish family, and you're always around and bringing your joy, and at every event, you're always the first one to volunteer to come and to take the pictures and capture the moments.
Yeah, I love doing that. I mean, I think I've always had that passion for taking pictures, and knowing what it can mean for somebody and what it did for me, you know, for my son, that hits home, you know. And when something hits home, it always means more, you know. So I love being part of it, because I've gotten to meet all of you guys, some great moments along the way. Just, it opens up your life to what's really important. You know, people out there really worry about things that, when you realize when you're involved in something like this, a lot of those things don't matter, you know, but to them, they never got to this level. So that matters for them. Well, I learned the other side of it. This is what really matters. And I'm happy I could be part of, you know, whatever I can do to help out. I mean, there's nothing better than being able to help people, you know, and then when somebody's not feeling well, the smile, the joy it brings for them, you know, it's amazing. You've seen it. I've seen it. We've all seen it. And it's just, it's a magical time. It really is. And it's something that medicine can't do. You know, I mean, I remember telling one of the ladies, Linda here at the time, I said that dog for my son was walking medicine. I mean, it really was. The trips and everything, great. And they always provide some kind of joy for families. But that dog lasted 10 years for my son. And so I said to him, you had 10 years of a wish. Do you realize that? 10 years of a wish that a lot of people might have chose something else. And they loved what they did.
Yeah.
But that dog was 10 years of a wish. And it helped him out. And even a couple of the doctors I've talked to along the way at the Wish Ball and other events, they've agreed. You know, they can't write a prescription for what those wishes do for people. And that's big deal.
Yeah.
Big deal. So...
And Make-Wish has conducted the studies alongside some physicians who have actually found that their patients who have wishes have better health outcomes, because they have something to look forward to, and they have that moment that they're maybe more excited to go to their doctor, because they get to tell them about their wish coming up, they're more compliant with treatments, and that is something that you can't really...
No, you know what it does? It sets off that spark within you of being a better person and experiencing more things than just going and taking a pill. You know, mm-hmm. I'm not feeling well, I'm going to take a pain pill. You know, in my son's case, that dog, that was bigger than a pain pill. That was a joy pill. You know, and so a lot of these families, I've been there when you guys do the lead up, you know, we're taking pictures at the house, they're getting ready to go on the trip, the limousine pulls up. That's a whole thing that you can't put in a bottle, you know, and I think it really wakes up a part of that child that hasn't seen it in a long time, and it rejuvenates their thought process. It gets the whole family involved, and now you know there's negativity around anytime a kid is sick. That brings the positivity in, you know, and it lights their fire, you know, so.
A common theme seen that we hear a lot from parents is that wish moment.
Yeah.
They hadn't seen their kids smile like that in so long.
Oh, yeah.
They hadn't been that happy in a long time.
Right.
And the wish brought that for them.
Absolutely. I mean, it's nothing else on the planet when they're sick can do that. I mean, this organization, and there's a lot of good organizations out there, but this organization wakes that up. You know, it opens that door that, you know, had a lock on it, you know, and it's a great thing. It really is.
You've shared your talents as a photographer at just about every event and that we host at Make-A-Wish. Which is your favorite to capture?
Which event?
Yeah.
Oh my God, what a loaded question that is. Well, there was another one at Navy Pier, and this was this had some ups and downs that were unbelievable. One of the girls, little girl, was sick, and she was, you know, dying, and they wanted to do a Disney cruise, but she was too sick to go. So one of the girls working here had some girlfriends working in the bars and everything that were entertainers also. So they had... they had gotten some costumes, and they got all the Disney costumes, and they used the boat at Navy Pier as the cruise ship, you know? So unbeknownst to all of us, while we were setting up everything and waiting for the family to arrive, the skipper on the boat and his first mate, the girl that was working with him, they went down to the east end of Navy Pier to, there happened to be a cheerleading convention going on. They went down there, didn't tell anybody anything, and corralled all these cheerleaders. So when we walked to the west end of the pier to kind of greet the family and get pictures as they're coming, turned around, they had all these cheerleaders lined up. It was just an unbelievable moment. They were singing and putting on cheers for this family. And I felt my heart skip. Everybody there did, you know. Mom gave a speech that to this day, I don't know how she did it, you know. And the child ended up in the middle of the party having to take a nap because she was too sick. And she ended up passing shortly after that. But what a moment to see them wheeling down Navy Pier, turn around, and it's like a television show. All these cheerleaders are here. And he got them all without telling anybody.
Yeah.
And I thought, what a great moment that was, you know. And those are the kind of things, I got to tell you, I've experienced things as a human being that I never thought existed until I'm starting to see them with all you guys here, you know. And it's just amazing what the power of people can do to put something together when they know how much it means to somebody else, you know.
I think with the name recognition of Make-A-Wish,
it
makes it easy to go down to a group of random cheerleaders at a convention and say, hey, we're about to grant a wish. We have a kid who's about to come down. Like, will you come cheer them on as they get onto the boat?
Those two words in that vowel are unbelievable. They really are. Or, yeah, two words in a vowel, I guess you can call it that. But that is a powerful presentation in that subject matter. You know what I mean? Make a wish. You're making somebody's wish. Yeah. You know, when you think about what's happened, like I said, for anybody working here who's actually been involved in that process, it means so much more. And I was one of them. I always heard about it, but then I felt it, you know. And once you feel it and experience it, you realize just how important that is to somebody. And it's not all a tragic story. My son did really good. There's good stories. There's some that didn't make it. And it's a roller coaster of life, which is life, you know. And it really opens up. It opens up you as a person. You learn. I told this to my son. You learn. Patience, perseverance, you know, all kind of emotions that you thought you knew, now you know them, you know. Mm-hmm. You thought you knew them.
Yeah.
Now you learned them. Now you learned what they really meant. And so you want to help these other families go through that process. Because that's, like I said, for me, I'm just taking pictures. You know, my passion is doing some of that. So if I could capture a moment for them, that's fine. The donations that people can make, I'll make some. But when I go to these events and see what these people are really forking out of their pocket, they can afford to do it, and they want to do it. They're not just doing it because, you know, they want their name on something. A lot of them do it because they feel the passion too, you know. Doctors, there's people from all kinds of walks of life at these parties, and they all want to be there for the right reasons. And when you see at the speeches that some of them give at the wish ball and other, that's when you know it's all worth it. So those are some of my moments. There's plenty of them, but those are some of the ones that stood out. Besides my son's dog, that was first and foremost. So for me, that's what got it started.
Yeah.
So. But there's a lot of great moments here. I mean, I to see that some of the parties, when you see the limo pull up and those the kids' eyes wake up, I'm going to Disney World or where I'm going. Like I said, that's not in a pill bottle. That's not in a book you can read. That's how they feel that moment. And that's what this organization does, gives you that moment that you've never experienced before, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's why they call it a wish, you know.
Yeah. And one of those moments that we experienced recently was Idris's CTA wish.
That's right. I forgot about that one. That was unbelievable. I mean, I felt like I was on a wish myself with that. he's driving the train. We got his own train, and people are having a ball. This kid was running the CTA that day, and he had a great time. Yeah. His family had a great time, and I thought that was just unbelievable. That was a great one. We all had. Anybody here had a ball on that wish, you know.
Yeah.
And when I remember I remember when they were walking down Wabash, and I ran up the stairs to try to get some pictures of them from up above, and they all just had a ball. And it was a great, it was one of those really feel good wishes that it was upbeat, you know, and it worked out real well. Yeah.
And him just lighting up over something like,
oh yeah,
being able to ride the CTA and be in the front with, and like an operator and do the announcements.
I think he affected those people at CTA too. Like maybe some of them might elevate their game because of how he was. You know what I mean? You were there. You saw that. Yeah. That his spirit and everything was so upbeat, and everybody felt great, you know? And I thought, okay, he's going to change some people here, you know? Yeah. And that's what this group does. Mm-hmm. You know, every one of you that is here that goes through these wishes, you know, I work with the fire department. I see a lot of things, negativity things, people, some of their worst moments. So to be part of a group that makes them the best moments, I got it covered on both ends, you know, which is great.
Balance it out.
It's balance, all about balance, you know. So I really enjoy it. I mean, I know as a person it helped me along the way just become better, because it anytime you can experience more things in life, it makes your book worth more, you know, as far as internal wise. And that's what I like. You know, it's just, you see things that you're never going to see on the street and hear about. It's just amazing what happens here. So
if you were having a conversation with somebody who is kind of interested, maybe on the fence about becoming a volunteer or a donor or doing it all, in a way, what would you say to them?
Oh, get involved. Definitely get involved, because you don't know what you're in for. You don't know what it's going to do to help those people that need the help. You don't know what it's going to do to help you as a person. You don't know the positivity that you're missing. I mean, really, it's just, it's amazing. And you can't write it and have them read it of what it's going to do. You got to feel it. You got to be there to see it. Tell them, come along for a couple wishes. See what it's like. Experience it. Show up when that family sees that moment that they haven't seen yet, and all of a sudden the dog shows up, or, you know, whatever, the tickets for Disney World are in the envelope. Let it see the faces of those people when that happens, and you'll understand why you need to get involved, you know, because you're there to help other people. That's what it's all about. And like I said, myself, sitting on the sidelines as a person, we all do until something changes things. And that changed it for me, because now I felt it, I saw it, and I want to continue with it, you know? Definitely get involved. Anybody that has a question, you got to get to, like, a person like Linda. I mean, you've got a piece of gold sitting here that can get anybody doing anything. And that's what it takes. That's what it takes, the catalyst to keep moving along. I tell people all the time, I'll help you guys out, and it's up to them if they want to get involved. You know, it's their business. I don't think anybody ever asked me, but I'd be willing to tell them, hey, go try it. I mean, there's been a couple people, and I said, yeah, go down there and sign up, you know. Once you sign up and you get here, you're probably going to stay for a while, you know. But you just got to get here, you know. So maybe we need a bus. Maybe we need a bus to bring them down.
Bus everybody.
Bus them in. Come on, we're coming to the Make-A-Wish for a day. Be a part of it and experience it, and then decide. Mm-hmm. But bring them to some of the nice ones where they can see it, feel it. I think you'll get more people involved, you know. A lot of times people want to help, and they need that extra push, you know. Yeah. So
a great intro to volunteering at Make-A-Wish would be doing kind of an event volunteering one day, volunteer situation where you can sign up and go to one of our events, whether it be Wish Bowl, Irish Party, Walk for Wishes, and help out there. And you'll get to meet incredible people like John and Wish Kids sharing their stories and staff. And it's a great intro to starting.
I remember a couple of the Wish Balls when I had you guys gave me somebody to as an assistant, and we had fun. You know, I tried to make it fun for them. they're going to hear and see everybody all dressed up and listen to the money being spent and everything. But if you make it fun for them, and they, maybe it'll bring them aboard, you know. And I've seen a couple of them actually that have stayed, and they've been volunteering the last two or three, 4 years in, at the Wish Ball. And they were with me for 1 or 2 years, then they moved on into a different role. And we always say hi, and we always remember when, you know. So if you get them started, you know, you just, it's like at the car, you just got to turn the key, you know, and once that's going, you can go on the trip. The journey's something. It really is. The journey to see how people are helped in life by this organization is well worth it. I mean, that's priceless stuff. You know, I mean, if I did it for a year or two, I could say, wow, I was part of the Make-A-Wish, but I wanted to stay because I know how good it is. Like I say, my little part that I do, I'll take pictures. I love doing it, you know, so it's not like I'm really working at anything. But what all you guys do on the phones, making sure the supplies are there, you're going to have a party for somebody, you got to get it. That takes a lot of work, you know, and my piece, like I say, I think I'm a crumb on the cake, but I like cake. We're all part of that.
Yeah. We've gotten to work together on a lot of pushes.
Yeah, we have. And it's fun. And you know what? It feeds off each other. It really does. And sometimes the spontaneity of a moment comes up. And that's half the fun, is to try to, you know, something's not right here. The weather changes. We were planning on doing something outside. What are we going to do now? You know, to see how that all those wheels turn, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know? It's moments you don't plan on. They just happen, you know. So within the wishes, you learn a lot of things, you know, and you experience a lot of things. So, you know, for the families out here that have lost somebody, that's an unbelievable thing. I felt at the time I was going to be one of them, you know. And so there's a lot of great stories, and I've been part of some of both ends, you know. But that's what I like about this organization. They cover everybody. There's no favoritism anywhere. You're sick, you need a wish, you're getting a wish. And that's the way it should be. You know, so again, make a wish. How can you not want to be part of that? So,
yeah. And right now we are in need of a lot of volunteers.
Okay.
So hopefully.
Come on out and volunteer. We need you. Seriously, you need to be part of this. I'll speak to the camera on this one. What you're going to be able to give and not realize right now and get as a person, what you get back isn't any money, you know, isn't anything like that. You're going to get back stuff within you that you never knew could happen, because you're going to be helping some people and see the joy it brings to them. And that's really why you should get involved. And if you do, believe me, that's going to happen. You don't know it now, but take it from somebody that didn't know what this organization was really about. Once you get involved and volunteer, it's all good. It's all great. And even though the results for some families may not be the best, but what it gets out, what you give is so much. It's priceless. It's priceless. And what you get back as a person is double that. So come on out. We need people. And you need to be part of this, because you need to experience part of what you don't know you have inside of you. You need to get that.
So if John has inspired you, you can visit wish.org/Illinois/get-involved. Or just go to wish.org/Illinois and you'll find it from there.
Listen, life's about the journey, you know, and take the journey. Seriously, a lot of people sit back and don't want to get involved, and that's okay. I mean, there's some people that just, it's not for them. But if you're ever inkling to get involved, believe me, take the journey, because it does a lot for you as a person to help somebody else. I've made a living doing that. That's my real job, you know, and doing it this way to help families in need and having experienced it to learn from that, that's priceless, you know. So come on out. Come on out and get a wish, you know. Yeah. make a wish happen. That's it. So, well, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it. Like I say, I've never done one of these before, and this is an experience. You guys, everything here always amazes me. So this amazed me today to just be part of that, and I'm glad to help out, and that's my journey, you know. Make a wish right here. This is where you want to be. get up, come on down, volunteer, see what it's like. I guarantee you, when you see what it's like, you're going to want to be part of this organization. Thanks.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Beyond the Wish. If John has inspired you to get involved with Make-A-Wish Illinois, you can visit wish.org/Illinois to become a wish maker. Wishes are only possible with people like you, and there really is a way for everybody to get involved. We hope you enjoyed this episode, and until next time, best wishes.